Okay. Didn't expect this, did you?
No. There would have been no reason for me there to was, expect.
No. Why this one, you ask? Well, I was on YouTube, as I usually am, because it's a part of me as I am.
That's fair.
It's as much of me as breathing is, basically. That's
YouTube?
Yeah. Which is bad, I think, in a way. And it's so essential for me that I need it as much as breathing, and that's not a good thing.
Hey, that's me in headphones and my phone attached to all the podcasts I have on it.
I guess so. Surprising you haven't had like a bald spot like with right where your hair is.
I usually have earbuds.
There you go.
Not the headset.
Earmuffs are actually, and our headphones are a little more safer for ears.
Yeah, when I'm at home, I wear them all the time. Of course. But outside, I always have the earbuds around my neck.
Anyway, that was on YouTube one time, and I think I had watched another OVA at the time, and this just randomly came up on my search engine. Not search engine, but my recommended videos.
Mm.
I was like, not this one in particular, it was the one with that Russian subtitle version, and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, dang, there's a Ninja Gaiden OVA? I didn't know that. Gotta watch this. I didn't watch it until this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, this was like 3 months ago I found it. I was like, oh, it's gonna be perfect for the podcast.
So is this from 2018?
It's not from 2018, but this person uploaded it in 2018.
Oh, okay, yeah, retro movies, Ninja Gaiden OVA movie, 2018.
It is 3,600 views. Not a lot, obviously, and there's other versions, but for the most part, we're just going for the one that I found to be the best in quality, I think.
49.9 seconds.
So, this was released as an original video animation back in, looks like, November 22nd, 1991. Don't know if there's a specific date for that, and other reasons. This is, as I said, loosely based on the best-selling Ninja Gaiden game series. And it was released somewhat alongside after Ninja Gaiden 2 was released.
Oh, okay.
As well. This is an alternate title. This is, originally in Japan, it was released as Ninja Ryukenden. Ryukenden, probably. But one thing to note for you, this is not dubbed. There was never a dub release of this. So this is only sub. So anybody's watching this alongside of us, there's no English dub of this movie.
Yeah, I have to do the majority of the talking because I'll probably be reading some subtitles here.
Absolutely, yeah, no. Again, I only just watched this afternoon, so it's one of those. But I tried to get as much information of this as I can. There's not a lot. Honestly, there's not a lot. Right now, all my information is coming off of ANN, Anime News Network, which is where it's a very legit, website, as far as I'm aware, for all things anime. And this is basically not just, going back into animation, in a way, but also back to our video game-a-thon. Since this is based off of a video game.
It's funny that our only two entries are OVAs.
Yes, that's the funny thing. But they all won't be, obviously. We will be seeing many, many, many American adaptations of them.
Yeah, I guess an excuse to put my little sting or intro in the beginning of it.
Unfortunately. Whatever that may be. I guess so, yeah. that one. Yeah, that's Sonic. I like that one.
It's that made forever ago.
We're not making... I'm probably bringing another video game movie into the season at some point. But anyway.
Yeah, I made that intro so long ago, I should do an updated version, a better one.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was pretty cool. I made
that one, but...
Oh, and one other title is... another alternate title was Ninja Gaiden Ninja Ryu The Dragon Sword Story.
It's not a bad title.
And it's pretty cool. The genres are action, drama, science fiction, and the objectionable content is intense. Though not really, because, we'll see. Anyways, let's get it started. So, if you have your illegally, or legally, because there's a Laserdisc version of this, and a VHS version of this.
Yeah, plug in your purchase copy. VHSs.
Get it to timestamp 0 before the company logo
Yep.
And get ready to press play right now.
There we go. And I'll probably include a link in the description for this YouTube
yeah, this one in particular.
Video here.
So right now it's pack-in video, which
video.
Is literally what these OVAs are made for.
Yeah, this looks like a VHS rip. No, this actually looks like it could be LaserDub. Or LaserDisc rip. So it's a little bit more clear than a VHS. Whoa,
da-da-da.
That's a pretty cool image. Okay.
How's the audio quality in your earphones?
A little loud in my earphone.
Okay. You can turn that down if you want.
No, it wouldn't let me.
Yeah,
this is kind of a scary image here.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was like a little like, oh boy, what is going on here?
It's intense.
Yeah, this is also only 50 minutes long as per usual OVAs.
Yep.
And right there in the corner you can see some...
Kinky.
Don't walk. Where's the apostrophe?
Hey, that's in English. What's going on here?
But anyway, all these, in our version that we're looking at, these are all probably... Because I don't know if the releases of these have subtitles in them, like English subtitles, but...
It's more blue than Aliens.
Oh boy, this is... Once we watch Wicked City, boy, you're going to be like, what the f*** is going on here? So, this is a little brighter than when I watched it, but that's because I watched it in the daytime.
Not some bad
anyway,
music
so
here.
Some production notes. The director of this is named Mamoru Kanabe.
It's a weird-looking shadow.
Kanabe, excuse me. I don't know what he's done. The screenplay is by Tomofumi Nobe as well. Music by that, blah, blah, blah. Character designer, Osamu.
Have you seen anything else by these fellows?
No, I have not. I'm just looking this up right now. The studio who animated this, the anime production here, is Studio Junio.
I like the look of this animation for him. Good character design here.
Yep. Yeah, for 91 and an OVA, this is really good.
That was beautiful.
Oh boy, oh dang, is that the golden dragon from Dragon Ball? Not
I was going to say, is that Haku?
Haku, that too. I believe that text on the bottom is just, inserted afterwards, I think.
It looks about the same.
Oh boy, rest in peace.
What's the dragon from Neverending Story again?
Oh, I don't remember.
Falcor.
Lotar?
Is it Falcor?
No. I don't remember.
I think that's it.
It certainly is not that, because he was not... But he also looks like Haru as well.
Haru. What's that one from?
From Spirited Away.
Oh, that's Haku.
Haku, sorry.
Yeah.
This is Irene Law. She was in the first game and the second game. Now, full disclosure, guys, I've never played a Ninja Gaiden game in my life. I want to play Ninja Gaiden Black and Ninja Gaiden 2.
Is this animation style similar to like ones they would use in the game?
No, it is not.
Just for like inserts.
But fun fact, Ninja Gaiden was one of the first games to use cutscenes to tell a story.
Hmm.
Especially in 2.
I know I've played one of the games, not all the way through, but played some of it. I think on my Xbox 360 many, many years ago.
Yeah, it could have been one of the... Was it... third-person action, or... Because you said it wasn't a side-scroll.
Yeah,
okay.
But I think it was a retro one.
Ah, retro pack, fair enough.
Yeah, like one for the Xbox One.
Yeah, but...
Or original Xbox, not the Xbox One. I hate that.
Certainly is a little better arm blades than we've gotten.
Like this music
see,
here.
Just my personal opinion. So here's the hero himself, Ryo Hayabusa.
Yeah, cutting some throats, slicing up some guys here.
Slicing some mooks up and whatnot.
Stealing their wallets, you know?
Yep.
Well.
Oh, and I...
Are they
just
the Predator?
It's the Predator? Either that or it's the Suicide Squad. I don't know why her apron says VIP on it.
Maybe that means something else in Japan.
Well, we're not in Japan, though.
Oh, are we not?
We are in New York City.
Mm?
Didn't you see I said rest in peace? You saw both Twin Towers.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was supposed to be Twin Towers, though.
It's a minor paper cut. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he wiped it away. It was just, he splashed some blood on himself when he slit that guy's throat.
Or, wow, your scar is more viewable than Kylo Ren's scar. Fair enough.
Huh?
Anyway, so.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading these scenes, but.
That's totally fair. So let's see. Ninja Gaiden 2 takes place a year after the events of Ninja Gaiden 1. Look at that scene. This. There they are.
Yeah, I like this weird piece of music again. That's definitely New York, yeah. Was this shot on location, do you think?
Yeah, it was shot on location.
Was that Les Miserables?
Nope. I will say this does not. This cannot be beat by. Yeah, this has some nice little musical ditty. And the composer of this, I don't know if I said it or whatnot. No, I thought I did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's some nice still shots, but.
Takuya Okuda, excuse me. Takuya Okuda did the music to this.
Oh, nice. Doing a good work. Good work.
Nope.
I wonder what the budget was on this. Some of this animation feels a little bit...
I don't know if it has it up here.
A little bit antiquated. It's all well done, but...
I don't know if they gave... Because I don't know if OVAs had budgets. Well, they had budgets, but I don't know, like, if they...
They really released them.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, you know, streaming services now, they can release the budget.
Yeah, I don't know if they really do either.
Let me see original... Let's see, original creator, Tecmo, pardon me. Yeah, I don't know if Tecmo... wanted this or whatnot or requested this. I have no idea. I don't know how this was started. I couldn't find any information on, like, you know, why this was made. I guess just because, you know, Ninja Gaiden 2 is, you know,
yeah,
it might just be like Sonic, the Sonic OVA, where it was like, you know, Ninja 2 is hot.
Yeah, probably what it was.
About to be hot on release and
yeah, video market's booming. Let's just toss something out and see if we. See if there's much traction.
Yep. So this guy looks familiar. He looks like another type of character design, I think.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, watch there.
You gotta watch out that smoke.
Yami Murray. Don't recognize that one from New York.
Yeah, not a magazine I've seen there.
No.
But I've never been to New York, you know.
Yeah,
maybe if we.
Hey, it's April O'Neil.
Yeah, well, she's got a new haircut.
Yeah, she shortened her hair. That's for sure. Yeah. Now, none of these guys, none of these characters here are supposed to be Japanese, by the way. These are all American. U.S.
The
Star
Daily,
airs plan to cut end weapons. Bush says
Daily
allies
Tims.
Give. Coalition, government plan. Ah, dang it.
That's funny. Yeah, the George H.W.
Yep. I thought you'd like that little plan.
Yeah. I like that the magazine was called the Daily Tims.
Yeah.
Instead of the Daily Times. It's kind of a funny little screw up.
Yeah, this is, I gotta say, this is some very interesting animation in comparison to some of the other OVAs I've watched.
Yeah, it feels a little antiquated.
You're right on that part. It's a little rough, but
they're
everything
rough.
Still seems to work out. I'm not seeing really many off character designs, let's put it that way.
Yeah, things all look good, but there's a weird stillness that. Just it makes it feel a little
fair
bit
enough. But at the same time I also like some of the character designs. They're a little more detailed.
Yeah, the character
like
designs are good.
Three men. I didn't actually look up to see if I'm pretty sure this is an original like character for the series only. Or at least for this.
Oh, the
OVA.
The lead character.
But I mean like if
ooh.
Friedman is if that's spelled correctly.
That's some ugly sounds for the flashing here.
At least in what we're hearing here. When I
listen
to it on the computer, it was fine. I think it's just through the Xbox One where it like sounds trash. But that guy has a schnoz, eh?
It could be just that the volume's louder because it's such a low-quality version.
So did you get any... did you hear anything or did you get anything from that scene?
No, I missed what they were saying.
Okay, so basically that. Friedman there. Ned Friedman is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Very common name, by the way. He's found a cure for cancer.
Okay, what is happening in this scene? This is some weird stuff.
Yes, it is, but it will be explained. Ned Freeman, there you go. So he's right outside his house. Could be connected, you don't know. And looks like they're in upstate New York, honestly, because where else would this be? Those fancy buildings and whatnot. Bradley's, that seems to have gotten right. Well, let's see. Is it going to be one of those, you know, double-sided coins? Don't even know.
What kind of coin is that?
I don't even know either.
Look like a bottle cap.
I don't know what if that was a dime or a nickel or whatnot, and I don't even know what America's dimes and nickels looked like back in the... I guess it was the same as it always is.
Come on, yeah. They haven't changed that much in a long, long time.
Yeah. Now, I won't say who it is, but one of these characters is actually from the game, from Ninja Gaiden 2.
Is it that burly-looking guy with the facial hair?
Maybe. I won't say who it is. What? But after the... taking place after Ninja Gaiden 2, and I haven't looked up the plot for Ninja Gaiden 3, but yeah, no. It ends with Ryu obviously surviving, and he settles down with Irene Law, you know, his shopkeeper and whatnot. That's not Irene.
Yeah, that was the one with the VIP, right?
Yep. No, the one with VIP.
Yeah.
She, settles down in New York and is now running a little Japanese curio shop. Oh, okay. Or Japanese-themed curio shop. It's a neighborhood rumor, a wise tale. Oh my.
Well, that doesn't look like...
Yeah, an interesting shot of New York, but I could see where they're going now. They're going to, like, looks... I don't know which side that is, but either, I guess, upstate? I have no idea. So this is his house.
A lot of interesting transitions between scenes.
Yes, it is. Again, 50 minutes, you got one shot.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, lots of just moving through.
How they got in here is beyond me. Oh, wait, no, this is the outside of the building. That's right.
Yeah, you wouldn't tell from the shot that we got here.
You couldn't know.
It looked like they were in a room somewhere.
It's like a swimming pool and whatnot. Yeah, I see. Yeah, no. It's locked. That looks like it's supposed to be animated. Look at that.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. Even the characters are questioning that.
Yeah.
And where's the alarm system? That's my question.
Are they all in now?
Well, that's disconcerting. Like,
it's been cleaning for a while.
Yeah.
Where's the butler or the maid?
Alright, let's get out of here. You really just want that, don't you, dude? Robata. Very different.
Something's been going on with this Ned guy.
He's up to no good. I mean,
this don't look right.
Yeah, what's with all the books? Like, throwing down books, man? I mean, like, I'm pretty sure I organize all my stuff.
Huh? Exactly. Well, that was kind of an odd assumption to jump to.
It certainly is. It's like we wrote the plot. Or the script, excuse me. I don't know.
Books on the ground, he must be dead.
Jeez.
No, you flashed the flashlight forward, not up. Yeah, idiot.
Maybe. Ghosts? Jeez, that's bad.
Now he's going to ghosts? This guy, man. He really must be.
Did you not just see what they referenced?
The Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Who are you going to call?
I don't know what the presence in Japan is like for those guys, but...
I'm sure it was big at the time.
Probably,
it was big everywhere.
Or because Ghostbusters 2 had just come out 2 years prior.
That's fair.
But yeah, this probably took a year to make. But even then, it still was like 2.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's got a gun. So I believe,
But it could have been also trying to appeal to American audiences.
Yeah, so Robert and Jeff, I believe, are... private detectives.
Yep.
Private investigators.
Yeah, I said that earlier.
And Sarah here is just a... Whoa!
Just a
is
hot
just a
piece
friend.
Of ass? Or, oh.
I believe she's a reporter.
Sure. So she's the April O'Neil then.
Oh, that, but she also has an actual April O'Neil with her.
Yeah.
Not right here. And there he is in his uniform.
Ready
without
to go slice some more
without his hood for some reason.
What's with the outfit?
What's her?
That's what she said. What's with the outfit?
You know, it's his battle garb. It's his traditional shinobi.
It's his murder
garb. Oh no, Pod.
What? What is this? The Umbrella Corporation?
I mean, this is where
this
we sell the seeds and whatnot. Uh oh, our third party member is gone.
Oh my god.
He's not leaving really Richard. Oh, I love.
If anyone was dead,
I like
meat.
That part.
Yeah.
You can tell he's superhuman in comparison to them just by the flips he does.
You can tell that he's a Ninja Gaiden.
He's a ninja guy right there, man.
Hey, he ain't dead. Damn.
What a surprise.
I seen his ghost. Ned's ghost.
What did we find? I found this corpses of Scooby-Doo in the game.
Call Zach Baggins.
Oh.
Holy crap.
That guy looks calcified.
I like this piece of music here.
Wow. It's a fetus baby!
Damn.
That's... Wow, okay. Oh, I thought she had an H in her name.
Okay, that one's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, his head's on the wrong way.
Yeah. I love how this is, like, it's just on the floor. It's not even, like, on a bed or anything. What kind of room is this?
I don't even know, man. Unless these were, like...
his art?
Incinerate... yeah, it's just a table. Unless it was all... unless it was all incinerated.
Is this guy a lunatic? Why is that doll there?
That is a good question.
Whoa, is he stealing the film?
Yeah, man.
Who is this, Batman and Batman 89?
Which, you know, maybe they also watched. I have no idea. I have a feeling I just want somebody to sit on that. Just because, like, yeah. It's a perfectly, like, good table right now.
Yeah, where do you get all these babies from?
Grew, man. Test tube babies.
What do you expect? That's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Finally got a scoop.
Whoa, oof. What the? What? That's a weird transition from the scene.
Out with it. Oh, boy.
What? What?
Yes. Robert here. I'll just ask. Hold
he's
on.
He's from the X-Files?
He's from the X-Files, yes, exactly.
Is he the one who replaced Duchovny?
So, right there, we finally beaten Jack Yeo. He was the antagonist from Ninja Gaiden 2, so as we'll see, we'll actually get in a second. There we go.
What the what?
This is a quick... this is a quick flashback to some of the events from Ninja Gaiden 2.
Is that a spider?
It's a cape. There we go.
What the
and one? Took him out. X style. Almost in a way. There we go, so...
oh, okay.
I kind of like this, that there's a...
whoa, what was that weird stare for forever?
Yeah, I know, I just like... he's just pondering life at that point and whatnot. I like the fact that he has, like, a partner or friend.
Oh, did you just try to kill him?
Yep.
Oh.
Exactly. That's not what you think.
Remember the No Time to Die trailer?
Yes,
what the villain looked like? He kind of looks like
this guy. Oh, he's going to kill the person. It's like, no, just kill the person behind him.
Yeah, that's fair. But his mask kind of reminds me of these guys here.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, and he's also gone. Later magic. George A. Romero film called Bruiser. It's a very similar mask like that, too.
Bucky Wise, so...
not Buck Flower?
I don't know where that's from. Is it just because that flower's right there?
No, it's the guys in The Fog and They Live, Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, okay. That guy's got a face. He kind of looks like the... he looks like the real Ghostbusters version of Egon.
Oh, I don't remember what that looks like.
Yeah, fair enough.
Isn't that the one where they had, like, the multicultural?
No, that was the Extreme Ghostbusters, I believe. I think, if I recall.
Yeah, that's one that I watched more as a kid. I think it was Egon who was leading that group.
Yeah, Egon was leading that group, and then I think, like, the last or second last episode, the other three show up.
Mm.
Obviously not all voiced by
actors,
of course, but...
but yeah, I don't think I ever watched the original series. Except for the episodes they include on the Blu-ray,
which is
kind
of
cool.
Yep. Because it's always like, oh yeah, they don't treat the cartoon as canon.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, this character also is a in-universe, OVA exclusive.
Oh, okay.
Characters. I think the same with Sarah and Jeff. They're also exclusive, so...
oh, so I was wrong about my suspicions with the video game character.
Yep. Yeah, no, did I say, like, Robert is the one from Ninja Gaiden 2?
Oh, I must miss you.
I guess, yeah, I must say. Robert is the... he was in Ninja Gaiden 2. Wrath of the Dragons, I believe it was called.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll hear a lot of your facts whenever edit this.
Well, actually, honestly, this really is just its own version. Not a version, but it's its own thing. Pardon me.
Another weird end of the scene there.
Yeah.
They just hold for a little bit long.
They certainly do. Oh, yeah. The Dark Sword of Chaos. That's what the second one was called.
What's with the VIP? I don't understand.
I don't know either. Like, just VIP... like, she's... the VIP in this shop or whatnot?
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
Maybe they thought it meant something else. I don't know. It's weird.
Why don't you guys have shutters or something like that? It's New York.
Well.
Utah. I haven't been there just yet.
Utah, me
neither. Hey, why are you in here? Get off the street, Oliver. That's what I meant to say, is that the opening holds nothing to what Oliver and Company does with its opening of New York.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Still probably one of the best, like, depictions of New York I've ever seen.
I can't believe they use that sound effect. Come on.
Yes, they do.
That sound effect's so...
Now, I was really expecting this here cat and slightly spoiling to turn into a, you know, a mutant or something like that, since they mentioned biotechnology and...
Oh, yeah.
We all know what happens with certain...
I thought that was the cat just then.
Yeah. Warmer. What happens with certain creatures and biotechnology in Japan in the 90s and 80s, but anyway. Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Oh, boy.
Look out, VIP girl.
Adam Jensen Sal. Oh, boy. That was a pretty cool move. That actually reminds me of a move in Sleeping Dogs, where if you go over, like, parkour over a...
Like tables
horizontal,
and stuff.
Yeah, a table or something like that.
Yeah.
Wei Shen does a really, like, cool kick.
Yeah, he does.
It's really cool. Especially, like, if you're unarmed and go up against a guy with a gun. Oh, it's really good.
Holy crap.
I can see your soul. Also, my face is covered in bubblegum. Oh, jeez.
The gun's just sitting there.
Well, that gun was there earlier, so set up and pay off.
That's fair. Is it loaded? I guess it wouldn't be useful if it wasn't loaded.
Pretty much.
Damn.
Oh, she's scarred for life now.
Here comes the cops. There you go.
Oh, boy. Everybody run. Not only that, these are the cops from Mad Bull 34, if we ever watch that.
What's that?
Oh.
I guess I gotta break out that pick at some point.
Probably should. It's Schlockfest.
There you go.
City, basically, in that one.
And then again, pre-militarization of the cops here.
Yeah.
Yeah, better times.
I mean, at least from Japanese standpoint, viewpoint of how cops operate.
Well, I mean, even back then, they weren't, it was a different time.
Yeah.
RoboCop was, like, was predicting the future around here.
If only. Oh, man.
Did you say if only? Oh, no.
Listen to this. This is pure 90s cheese right now.
That city view is not as good as Ghost in the Shell, you know?
I mean, first off, that's... Newport
off.
City? Yeah, that's Newport City in Ghost in the Shell.
I can't remember which one it
and
is.
And this is right. New York City.
Yeah.
Because Ninja Gaiden 2, he settles down with... I think I might have said that already, but he settles down with Irene Law...
Yeah, you did say that, yeah. Yeah, this music's not playing so well, but...
Let's go over some of the voice cast in this, since this is the transition between this, like, you know, first part and second part.
Oh, okay.
Pardon me. I'm going to butcher some of these names, of course. Keiichi Namba. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Keiichi Namba. Played Ryu. Don't know what he's in. Maybe some people do. Norio Wakamoto. Wakamoto, yeah. Played Robert, so the glasses guy.
Sure.
Yumi Tuma played Irene, who we just saw.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, that's a spoiler. Daisuke Goryu plays Jeffrey, the bearded guy. Like the bearded ally. That guy right there in the back.
Yeah, I know.
Yoshioki...
like his car.
Sakaki Bara plays Sarah. Yeah.
I wish I could remember what Robert Patrick's character was in The X-Files when he took over for Duchovny. But he kind of reminds me of him in that.
Maybe that is supposed to be him. I know that's not Agent Scully, but... Oh, actually, when is... Oh, wow, that worked out for them perfectly. Oh, there's a funny line coming up here in a second. Yeah, what are they? So he already knows what's going on here. Dang it, I can't shoot them. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, of course, his car's nicer than a Porsche.
Anything? Of course not. Oh boy, that is some nice. That was some nice, like, class effect animation. By the way,
not too bad.
Check Jeffrey if he's been got a bullet hole in his head. Nope, he dodged it. And oddly enough, they kept the.
This music sounds really 80s.
Oh, dude, well, it's 90s though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man. Still, a lot of this animation is holding up really well. Although I noticed something with the license plates.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a. It didn't say New York though. And I didn't look up any New York license plates circa like 1990s. Or 80s, I guess.
Was Doggett. That I think it was Doggett.
Daggett.
No.
Different one. Eh?
Looks like Doggett. That Roger.
All right. That right there is a myth, actually.
Yeah, if you smash one off, it's not gonna.
It's not even that. They're like a whole. They're like a 2 meters wide or long.
Oh man. Oh yeah, yeah.
With giant, like a long pipe underneath, so you're just gonna like destroy cement. But even then, it shouldn't even uproot itself.
Yeah, it would just like get knocked back a little bit, not over.
Pretty much. Boom.
Yeah, John Doggett, right?
John Doggett. Oh yeah, Robert Patrick's character. Sorry, yeah. I didn't know. I thought you were talking about Chechnya's character.
Yeah, when he took over for...
afterwards in season 6. That's when I think they stopped. Look at that! There's some mermaid guys.
I think Patrick had 2 seasons on that show, but I can't remember for sure.
I think that's when they stopped filming here, and they went down to Los Angeles.
It's a great villain. Holy shit, he just split him in 2.
That was a really good fight scene, by the way. I kind of like that. He also held it very... They held it for a while, which was nice.
Like this piece of music quite a bit.
Oh yeah, this part's funny. So they're basically going back to the corporation that we saw earlier, the building we saw earlier, where that guy had the press conference and said literally nothing. There we go. As, you know, a lot of supervillains tend to do.
Yep.
Yeah, this is assault on his, like, you know, corporation's headquarters. Boom.
Slice and dice him.
Yeah, interesting. It's almost a conservation of jiu-jitsu right now, again, because in the beginning, he didn't have trouble, but they certainly put up more of a fight, whereas now they just went down easily.
Jeff's got the wife beater on. What's he up to here?
He's got a bandana going, like, what you did? Oh, no. White beaters?
I kind of hope they don't.
Oh, boy. Oh, we're going red-brown here.
There you go.
Crap. Shooting lots of guns. 2 + 2 equals guns.
Is Rip Brown gun safety? Guns or something?
Sorry?
Is Rip Brown like a big gun guy or something?
No, he was direct-to-video action star in the day. He was the guy who played Captain America in those 70s ones.
I didn't realize he did a bunch of action, huh?
Oh, if you watched...
I don't condone
the guy, but like if you watched Spoonie Reviews, he did a whole like February.
Oh, cool.
He did a whole like tribute to Red Brown a February 1 year.
Yeah, I'd love to see him.
It's pretty funny. A lot of those are pretty funny.
I mean, he was kind of a charisma vacuum.
You can't run in that skirt. Well, yeah. Predicting Jurassic World. So what does she do?
She's really struggling.
Something I don't think Claire did in that movie.
Take it off completely?
No, it's just rip it.
I feel like... Yeah, I don't remember if she did or not.
She didn't do that. She took her coat off. I think she ditched her high... No, she kept her high heels. That's right. Whatnot. And also, the whole one hip thing, yeah, I didn't do, or one handed reload, yeah, I didn't do that. He put it on his hip, which is nice. Oh, what I was saying, oh boy.
Whoa.
Yeah, no. Like, she was so intent on coming with them, it's like, nope. So we're just gonna gag her and tie her up.
Man, these guys are like not even human, the way they're acting.
I'm pretty sure these are the human experiments they were talking about.
Yeah. I'm pretty fucked up. Maybe those are the grown embryos. Those little baby guys.
Yeah. Probably is that. Look at that schnoz.
Yeah. He's definitely got a weird face. Weirdly structured. Uh-oh. What's with the dead tree behind him?
I don't know. Boom.
Damn.
Now, this is an 80s action explosion montage time. If I ever saw it.
Yeah, it's a Glenn A. Larson production.
Nice. That was a nice design for the motorcycle. That's honestly, really, yeah, it's really good design.
This music feels like straight out of, like, Miami Vice or something like that.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Oh boy, here we go. It's the assault on the building. Mm-hmm. Assault on the corporation.
Now they have, like,
got cat people or dog people, I have no idea.
Meow!
It's so weird, though. Slight spoiler, but these guys are just going to keep fighting, you know, these beast men, whereas Ryu here is going to just keep fighting all these ninjas, which is a little weird, but...
That is weird.
Whatever.
And their faces are, like, a little bit too cute. He's just, like, shooting dogs, too.
Pretty much. Hey, reload, dude. Let's just spray and pray.
Pretty much. Me playing Call of Duty.
Come on, make a train, like, if you're playing zombies, dudes. What are you doing? Got them all. Are you sure about that? Also, tonight as much? Uh-oh.
They slid the earbuds in.
Oh, no.
So you got the DTs?
I think he's got shell shock. He's got the jimmies. What?
Blood of the demon.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. We're going back to Nom.
I was going to say, is this Nom?
It's always... what was that Big Lebowski line? It's always about Nom?
No, oh, I don't remember. It's been too long.
Something like that. I'm sorry, I'm butchering that, guys.
Is this guy Rambo?
Might as well
be.
Was
that Cheetah?
That was a Cheetah.
Oh my god, is this Justice League?
We like fighting, we like alcohol, and we like women. Some of us even like men.
There you go.
There we go.
Inclusive here.
They knew what was up, even though Japan banned homosexuality back in the day.
Damn, so did America.
Yep. Even then, now it's still bad over there.
Yeah.
It's only just starting to come around and whatnot, and they are allowed to, you know, give their opinions, which is nice, but anyway. You guys will have your rights given to you one day. Just keep going on, guys. You can do it. Da-da-da.
This is some weird stuff here.
We will see. Everything will be explained. I find that this OVA explains everything.
You'll probably have to explain it to me in the end.
I probably will. I think it's pretty easily explainable, and I didn't even have to look a lot up, because like I said, there's not a lot of... Like, other than the Anime News Network, there's barely anything here.
Yeah, I'm trying to read everything, but I know I'm missing stuff here.
not much,
just mean the whole patches of dialogue.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. A lot of right here is where basically the room where they make all the
animal
the
hybrids.
Umbrella creations, Zambies and whatnot. A superhuman race.
Oh my god.
Those don't look human.
Yeah, those look like
they're
super dog
humanoid,
race.
But not human.
Lycanthropes.
Look at that. It looks like Friedman right there. Same schnoz and everything.
What? Just to make a green goo?
That's the ooze, dude. What are you talking about? Yeah. Doesn't it make sense? This is the ooze. I mean, there's all these, like, you know. Animal-human hybrids and whatnot. This is the Ninja Turtles universe.
Can't wait to see that little weird stop-motion sequence.
We got ninjas in here. Like,
Splinter tells us
be in here somewhere.
Yeah. Splinter tells us their backstory.
Actually, this... Okay, just shoots...
Damn.
Console like he was Kylo Ren.
Or Batman 89, or even Splinter in... or I guess he threw a blade in that.
He threw a blade, yeah.
Or not Splinter, but...
Which movie is this? Is this
it's
1,
the,
2, or 3?
The first one. It was, Oh, fuck. What's his name again? Oh, shit. I can't believe I'm forgetting it. Shredder?
Okay.
Yeah, he threw the knife into the TV monitor.
Yeah. That was in the one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Been a while with that one. There was a goat right there.
Whoa, what
that
the fuck
like
was
lizard.
That?
Yeah. It's like a bearded lizard. Grenade!
Oh.
Like a monkey.
Are we not men?
I mean, those guys might be in pain. We have no idea.
It brings the pain in the heel.
Oh, yeah, and I'm pretty sure, I'm going to be honest with you, looking it up, none of these are enemies from the games themselves. It's all just biotechnological.
This definitely doesn't look like anything that I played.
Or creation, excuse me. Anyway, this building kind of reminds me of the building from the... it's not the Miles Dyson building, but the, whatever it was called, the building from, Terminator 2.
Whoa, is this Crab Man?
Crabman. That looked like a Camaro.
Yeah. What was the building you were saying? Sorry, I got distracted by Crabman here.
Hang on a second. Right in the ankle.
Hedera strikes again.
Or the shin, excuse me. You think it'd be a crab and it'd be armored, but probably not.
Like a little aliens reference there.
Yeah. Anyway, no, the building that Sarah, the Terminator, and Miles all go to delete all the data off of the Terminator.
Oh, like the Skynet headquarters or whatever?
It's not the Skynet headquarters, though, is it?
Yeah, it was Cyberdyne, I think.
Cyberdyne, thank you. Yeah, the Cyberdyne building. It reminds me of the Cyberdyne building. And Concord Place for some reason, if you've been downtown in a while.
They just keep coming.
Speaking of which, here's, you want an Aliens reference, here you go.
You're always an asshole.
I had to wait. Look at that. It's not, like, on a, like, there's a lot of horrifying, I've seen a lot, not seen a lot of. Also, that feels like a scene from out of Aliens. I know he doesn't drop his gun, but like, god dang it. Man. This went by quickly. The first time I watched it, it did not go by fat long.
Oh, I guess it's almost done?
It's almost done.
Wow. You bastard.
Yeah. So there you go.
What?
So, remember that image from the beginning?
Yep.
That's it right there.
But
It's an orb. Like I said...
So it's like a cosmic...
it's an object. It's like the it's like the cosmic cube.
There you go.
Where it based all this technology off of it. Oh, Lu, did I say Law? I meant Lu. I guess it is Lao. Lu. I mean Lu.
I thought you said Lao.
Anyway. That's kind of funny. Yeah, really, well, this guy's a U.S. Marine, or U.S. Army, sorry. He's from the Army.
Yeah, his chimeras looked a little bit shitty.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
It's long hair, man.
Oh, man, it's the plot. What a plot twist. It's like Arkham City. Whatever that means.
Bucky Wise.
Yep. Bucky Wise. Look at that. Just gives him away. No leverage whatsoever. Okay, now, that, I think, is, I don't know if that's a, I don't know if that was a translation issue, like old acquaintance.
Yeah.
But wait, because they do something like that again.
Yeah, KU's translation has not been the best.
We'll see that.
I've noticed some screw-ups here there.
So these are partners, of course. As you can see. Oh, no.
Yikes.
But I wonder who his daughter is. Because, again, what I like about this is that they have all the characters play a part in it and whatnot. And, oh, look at that.
Wow, wow, wow.
It seems like it's the girl from the beginning who is telepathically crying out to Ryu.
Who's trapped in, like, weird abyss place with the monster man.
It probably was just a closet. We have no idea. He does it slowly as well. Usually he would just go up and then, like, slash down. No, just this guy completely just...
I like that guy in the background and the little orb.
Yep.
His demon face.
The dark god. Leave her alone. What the f***?
Oh, those eyes. Yikes.
Your dad just died in front of you. Don't know where your mom is, but we're going to talk about that.
Well, maybe she's already dead.
She wasn't even thought of by the writers or the creators of this. So basically, that's just a giant oversized Dragon Ball, if you want to talk about
what's
it.
What's that? Evil God's finger?
It's like part of its rib cage or whatnot. Or
it's part of its body. It could be its dick.
There you go. Again, everything... They pretty much put, like, you know, all the information is here, which is nice.
Well, listen to that music. It's the Samurai Cop.
Pretty much. And there you go. Look at that again. Old acquaintance.
Yeah, it must be some sort of... They didn't know how to
translate. Like, so far, none of the translation has been bad.
Yeah, I've just noticed some spelling errors here there.
This is personal now. I like
there
that line.
Go.
That's
go.
A pr- that's a pretty good line. Well, here we go. 50 minutes have gone by quickly enough, and here comes the final fight.
Oh, here's another great piece of music.
And unlike the games, Ryu seems to be going through this whole movie in a breeze, whereas the games are infamous for being hard as heck.
I remember that.
Even the newer modern games are also very hard.
That's why I didn't get very far in it.
Pretty much. But oh boy, he's powering up. Oh, he's got the juice. He's had too many beans.
Holy crap.
Look at that.
What?
Doesn't even look like an Oni and whatnot. He's got some great sword on him or whatnot, so...
Is that the Jolly Green Giant?
Yeah, it's the Jolly Green Giant.
Mixed with a little bit of Lord Zedd?
Probably. I have no idea. Jeez. Oh, look, he's got another cut where he had this morning. Or yesterday, I don't remember. You know, either that's a good thing or a bad thing. Either she, you know, avoids getting captured again, or...
It's another great piece of music here.
Because she's getting in the way... Because she's in the firefight, she might get caught. I have no idea. But anyway, yeah, traded blows. Stop moving, that's nice. Because he traded blows, got him right in the stomach a bit.
Yep.
That blood on his downward leg? Thrust. Nope. Ooh.
Oh, just got right in his costume. Oh yeah.
That's not a costume. Oh wait, yeah, no, that's not a costume.
No, I mean for Ryu.
Oh yeah.
I was like, is he bleeding or just cut?
Or just his outfit. Look at that. Whoa. Conventional weaponry does not work against him.
I don't like that guy's lips.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a...
It's death time.
Death time. Right there, he stabs him. Like, thrusts. Yeah, you can say that again.
It's part of the
Jedi tradition. I think his mask or his face is supposed to evoke a Japanese mask of some sort. Like a
kabuki mask or something.
Something like that. Alright, now gutter.
Whoa.
Gutter. I don't want her gutted, but I'm just saying.
Talk about cracking those bones.
Tosses her aside just to go after Robert. This is where Robert makes the sacrifice.
Oh.
Oh no! You hurt my lady friend. Whoa, see that right there? His mouth looks like it could be a special bean cannon or something like that.
Yeah,
like a Piccolo mouth breath blast or something like that. Charges right at him, whatnot, but he's got his sword powered up.
Yeah, it's a pretty stylish sequence here. This movie's so blue.
Oh, dude, like. I'm pretty sure the only reason this movie's blue is just to, like, hide a lot of animation.
Mm.
I'm just gonna... Especially since it takes place at night. And dang! We fell from, like, a high altitude, or at least a higher altitude. Low-level altitude. And
what year did you say this was again?
91.
Okay.
Yep. Wicked City is released in 87, by the way.
Mm.
And I'm hinting at something similar to it and whatnot. But anyway.
Some connections.
Not... Nobody... Oh, got him.
I was going to say, since we're referencing T2, that movie's also very blue.
Yes, it is.
Cameron loves his blue.
Oh, yeah. And Aliens also has a lot of blue filters in it as well, eh?
In Avatar and also The Abyss.
Yes, it is. Blue. With The Abyss, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Dang. Impaled. I'm also surprised Ryu was able to, like, move his arm. Yeah. After he got, like, or at least his right arm. Clearly see the giant stab wound in there. But I'm pretty sure he has, like, superhuman abilities.
Is he corpsing? The bad guy's definitely corpsing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Poor Ryu.
What happened to Catherine is her name, the little girl.
The demon god probably came and grabbed her.
Yeah, most likely.
Another dimension.
Oh. Hey, look, he survived!
It's Jeff.
He didn't die!
How what?
Son of a gun.
This
can't kill that guy.
Yeah.
And also, Catherine's there is with her. Oh, rest in peace.
Now, what's more red, her hair or the blood?
That's a good question. But hers is, I'm pretty sure, a little auburn-ish as well. And also, Ryu can't die. He's still got plenty of games to be in. We gotta get him in Dead or Alive 3, I think. Yeah, fun fact is that Ryu and a few other characters from the later Ninja Gaiden games show up in Dead or Alive as guest characters, but he's not, as far as I'm aware, he's not in the Dead or Alive movie. We will find out when we watch that. Yeah, that's pretty much appropriate. Should have done it to Jeff as well. There's April Neil. Whoa. What's going on here? Married again twice. Married. April, that's your cue. She's pretty perky.
She reminds me of that girl in Street Fighter. I think it was Street Fighter 2. The Sunny Chiba one. Or maybe it was 3. Remember when you had that girl partner?
Yes, I remember that.
She's kind of cartoony.
There's that cat again. I guess it's Catherine's cat anyway.
Uh-oh. Let's hope that wasn't the dick.
What's going on here? With that evil god dagger and whatnot, what will we... Will Catherine adventure dead dad or whatnot and become an evil god? We have no idea.
Yeah, will she become the demon queen of...
That's it.
Ninja Gaiden.
And now we have the end theme song. And I do have information on that.
Sure.
Where is it here? Here it is, the ending theme. Call Me Again by Kiko Kubota. Or Kubota. Excuse me. Kubota.
Does she have any other credits we might know?
No, I can't. She's not. She doesn't have a link to her name here anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
That is 90s/80s as heck.
Has the English line in there.
But there you go. That's the movie. OVA, excuse me.
OVA, movie. Pretty much same thing.
Yeah.
Almost like a TV movie type deal.
I mean, that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was some good animation and whatnot.
Yeah, really enjoyed the score. Some nice, slick violence in there.
Not too violent, honestly, if I may say so. I've seen a lot of these, and...
It certainly wasn't graphic, but there was a lot of it.
Oh, trust me, there's stuff earlier than this that's pretty graphic.
But it feels like the majority of the screen time was taken up by fight scenes.
Oh, certainly. But I didn't feel a lot was padded.
No.
I didn't feel a lot like that. Just those Justice League episodes, which were almost as long as this.
Yeah, the two of them together, yeah.
Yeah. Again, the OVA mantra is, you know, we only have 50 minutes. Get rid of all the, like, you know, the character stuff.
Yep, cut and, the fat.
You know, plot. But they had, I like that this had some characters and did give some of the, you know, the new characters something to do. Like, I like, you know, Jeff's little aside of how he was, I mean, say what you will about that. There's probably been plenty of stories, good stories and bad stories about that and other forms of media of, you know, he's a mercenary and he's been out of action for a while and so he's shaking up, he feels shaken.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that in plenty of other movies and fictitious media that have done that.
Yeah, it had a nice visual flair to it.
Yep.
Do you know if they made a sequel to this?
There was nothing after this whatsoever. Wow.
Talk about an anticlimax.
Pretty much. I mean, but again, there's beginning, middle, and end. Is there a character arc or character journey? Certainly not. It's mostly plot over character.
But I mean, that end definitely left it open for a sequel.
It certainly did, and I like these characters by the end of it. Nobody's an a-hole or anything like that. The only, like, you know, Irene and Ryu get, you know, stay and whatnot. Stay together, whereas, you know, in the midpoint of the movie, they were gonna just basically have to leave each other.
Robert Patrick kind of seemed like a dick in this, but...
Yeah, he kind of did, but I don't know. Again, I haven't looked up the plot for...
his character.
That's true. I haven't looked at the plot for 3. I did not look that up.
Mm.
So, but I don't actually know if any of those guys make a return. And again, the first Ninja Gaiden for the Xbox was, I think, 2004?
Oh, I thought it was even earlier.
Like the modern one, excuse me.
Yeah.
That was made by Xbox. Team Ninja, pardon me.
I thought it was like maybe 2001, 2002, but I could be wrong. I guess I can quickly take
a look. Yeah, let's quickly take a look. Why not? Yeah, there you go. That was one OVA down, and plenty more to go.
Second entry into the video game, whatever we're going to call it.
A-thon.
There you go. It was 2004, you were right.
Oh, there you go, yes.
This might actually... Yeah, this is the one that I played, yep. Just looking at some of the gameplay images here, This is how it looked. But, I don't know, maybe the sequel...
Oh, we can watch that right there.
That's the one I played.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Ninja Gaiden Black.
Ninja Gaiden Black, that's one that I also wish to play. It's actually on the Xbox Store. So you can buy it and... It's not backwards. It's backwards compatible. I guess it is. Like, they put it on the store, excuse me. But yeah, I recommend anybody go play Ninja Gaiden 1 and 2.
I remember Black being a pretty cool game.
On the 360, of course. I've heard things about... Doing research, don't play the PS3 versions of the games and stick to Razor's Edge in 3. Let's put it that way. That's the advice I give today. But anyway, that's going to do it for us for now. Yeah. Nothing else. I enjoyed that. I might go watch that again because I enjoyed it the first time I watched it this afternoon, but many years later. And yeah, I do hope that they Team Ninja does make a sequel to Ninja Gaiden series again with Ninja Gaiden 4, whenever that comes out.
Mm.
But, you know, they're currently doing Neo, N-I-O-H. So that they, and they just released a sequel for that recently. Oh, so maybe I do hope they can do it again. And who knows, maybe we'll get those characters again.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Probably not. That never again. I know continuation
from 91. There's probably literally like I don't know how many people know of this.
Yeah.
It was just random chance that I happened to like, you know, see it and whatnot for one day only, but
mm-hmm.
That's it for now, guys. Enjoy yourselves. Peace out.
Get out of here and go look at my apps. It wouldn't let me here. God, this is so stupid. My Xbox is the worst thing ever. I hate this Xbox One, everybody.
No, he doesn't. All right.
I really need to... Look at this. Oh, this crap. No. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I'll clean some of this up, too, but go to... where's the section where they have all my games? I think it's full library. Let's see. All games owned. I think it should still be in there if I have it. Maybe click on that.
Let's see. Oh, you have Bayonetta. Nice. Man, you have a lot of freaking games. Star Wars.
They give you a free one every month, so they I do. Just...
Hey, there's mine. Maybe I don't have it Lara in here. Croft, I'm Alive, Just Cause, Far Cry Blood Dragon, great game, Far Cry Primal.
Yeah, I would have been raped by that, whatever that Scar one is. Metal Gear, whatever.
Yeah, Metal Gear Rising. No, I don't see it.
No. Yeah,
that's
maybe.
Weird. And it would have, just like these ones right here, it would have, like, Republic Commando, also nice. I'm glad you have Republic Commando. It would have the Xbox, the original Xbox, front on the side.
Which I played.
Weird. Anyway, yeah, you should buy Ninja Gaiden Black and play
this
it.
This happened to a few games where it just didn't port.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.